First of all, thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the kindness and all the charity that he does with us. Yiratzon, Zchut Divrei Torah that we are learning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless Am Yisrael, protect Am Yisrael, give us unbelievable Nisim, miracles, Bezat Hashem, just like he did for Am Yisrael in Purim, that these coming days we'll see unbelievable miracles and everything that our enemies are planning against us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should turn against them. Hakadosh Baruch Hu should bless everybody here with health and happiness and bracha and parnasa and simha and besorot tovot bezat Hashem. So the last thing that we touched on, the importance of reading the Megillah in the Tzibu, and to be able to read the Megillah with the ta'amim, with the beautiful sounds that he has. Someone who has a Megillah should be reading from his Megillah and following with the Hazan word for word. Even an Avel is allowed to come to the Bet Knesset if he has Megillah and to read and to do the blessing and say Shehiyanu, which is different than Hanukkah. And Hanukkah, generally, when you come to the Bet Knesset, you don't honor him with the Adlakat Ner, the Ner Hanukkah. Why? Because you're really not Yotze in the Bet Knesset. You have to do it at home. But over here, because it's a mitzvah and to do it in the public, to glorify Hashem's name, then he is allowed. Also, someone who has a Megillah, and for some reason, maybe he had too much cholent to Shabbos and he didn't get to sleep and he's kind of falling asleep as he's reading, he's actually Yotze. But someone who's listening, he doesn't. Someone who's listening, okay, and he's kind of falling, dozing off, he is not Yotze. He has to go over.
Do you remember we learned that a couple of months ago when we did this daily laws?
Yes. Yep.
Sleeping in the synagogue.
Not a lot. No sleeping in the synagogue. So also very important not to speak while the Hazan is reading the Megillah, because you really miss the whole point. If you're missing any of the words, you know, you are not Yotze. Also, someone who reads for his family, someone who is reading the Megillah, and interestingly enough, he says, if now it happens to be raining outside and you hear thunder and lightning, so if I'm reading the Megillah, I can stop and say the bracha. Why? Because the, and then go straight to the Megillah. Why? Because both of these things are Sheva. They're praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a really unbelievable, interesting halacha. That in the middle of the Megillah, you are allowed to say. And let's say in the morning, I think it's like every 28 years or so, there's the special blessing for the sun. You know, so if you're in the middle of the Megillah and it's like at 9:22, that's when, so you can say the bracha and go back to the reading of the Megillah.
You can't do that during the Torah reading, like a regular Torah reading.
No. But you should at least finish whatever chapter you're on. The Megillah has, I think, 12 chapters. So at least you finish a chapter and then you do it. Also, and there's a couple of points in the Hazan knows where he says Hamelech. There's a special tunes for the Melech. The 10 children of Haman. A lot of times you take a deep breath. Hamesh meot ish vet pashadata vet alafom vet. You do everything. Try to do everything in one breath. Why? To show that they were all killed at one shot. Bezot Hashem, we will continue. Actually, Bezot Hashem, maybe we're going to learn some of the halachot tomorrow. Some of the halachot tomorrow before Minha and Sudat Shishit.
Minha tonight is at 6:50. 10 minutes.
Why 6:50?
10 minutes.
Yeah, 6:30.
Yeah.
Six thirty all summer.
6:30 all summer. 6:30. Summertime. 6:30.
Candles.
Candle lighting is 6:50, but Minha here is at 6:30 tonight. Thank you, Amitai.